This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Alrighty, we are kicking off hour number two here on the Budweiser Sports Line with Longshore McKnight. You're looking at your watch, you're going, wow, you guys are coming back on a little early. Well, we are because the mayor of Montgomery is in our studio, Mayor Todd Strange, to get us updated on a lot of big things that are coming to town. And Mayor Michael Burdell was in here yesterday. Barry and I couldn't get over all of the events that are coming to town. And this week, what about 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people are going to be in town?
It's a beautiful week in Montgomery. You know, it's almost 8 years ago now when Steve Savarese and I sat down along with the Parks and Rec group, Wiley Steen, and we negotiated bringing the All-Star Week from North Alabama back to Montgomery, where it started, where it should be. And it's been a great love affair. To have them here. We're centrally located. It's good for the teams that are coming. Their staff is here. It's good for them. It's really good for us. As you indicate, 8,000 people. We've got 4,000 or 5,000 coaches that will be here in clinics. Then we've got 500 or 600 participants, and all of them are bringing significant other. I figure it's in that 7-8 million category of goods and services that will be turned over. So it's good for all of Montgomery. And the other beauty is, you've got so many people now that will have a good experience in Montgomery, and they go back and talk about Montgomery. That just has other people coming. So we're excited about it. AUM has been great to us. Unfortunately, basketball would normally be at ASU. They've got some air conditioning issues. They had some water issues. So AUM, we're taking basketball there. We've got to move volleyball, it appears. But Thursday night's the football game, and basketball, I think, is going on. We had the baseball at Riverwalk yesterday. So it's just a great weekend, and we love having them.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the pictures from yesterday's baseball event. Gosh, I can only imagine how meaningful it is for a lot of these kids. We're talking about the economic impact and the and you know, how much for the fans, but for all of these young people, boy, they'll remember the summer in Montgomery the rest of their lives, and that's always special.
And these most of them are juniors now in football. I think it's not, but from that standpoint, they've got a great experience. This is such a historic city. They're going to be practicing, they're going to be playing, but they're going to have some time to wander around and have some organized events. And I can't say enough about our Parks and Rec organization, our sports commission, certainly the staff at the High School Athletic Association, because there are a lot of moving parts in this regard.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say that, Mayor, because as these youngsters are here, they can go around and see the Rosa Parks Museum. They can go see the State Capitol. They can see the Civil Rights Museum. There's so much for them to see here, so they can kind of get educated while they're here enjoying their sport.
Generally, they were here in the fourth grade. So
yeah,
these are
yeah.
juniors now. So that's been a while. So, you know, things have changed in Montgomery over the last 10 years. So from that standpoint, it is really exciting. And I'm excited because as we move into August, you know, not only do we have the Dragon Boat, but we also have the Kickoff Classic, you know, the first football game of the season, ESPN. We'll be on national TV promoting Montgomery, Alabama. They're not too bad teams. Both of the teams, Jacksonville and Chattanooga, Tennessee, are quality teams. You know, we've talked a lot when we announced this, and Johnny Williams gets a lot of credit with his connection to ESPN and Pete Dersis. We have a really good love affair with ESPN. It's going to lead to some other things as well. Pete recently got elevated, so he's now in a better position to make some of these things happen. But we've got a 2-year contract, I think it is, with Jacksonville, and then third year we're open to be determined, and that's where Johnny's imagination will really work magic for us, because I suspect we're going to have some really named stuff happening then.
Mayor, if you were to budget for public relations for the city of Montgomery, In the city budget, I would imagine that it wouldn't come close to the amount of positive exposure Montgomery's going to get on ESPN on August the 26th when everybody tunes in at 5:30 in the afternoon for Chattanooga and Jacksonville State from right here in town. Same thing has happened as well with the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl at the end of the year. My gosh, that has been just a... I knew it would be successful. Even I didn't realize it would be as successful as it has been. This is great public relations, and I imagine you can't put pencil to paper and put a real value on just how much that has meant exposure-wise for the city of Montgomery.
You're absolutely right. If you put a pencil to just the ad, 30-second ad, four times in a football game, a national football game, I don't know. It's got to be in the $600,000-$800,000 range. So just do the arithmetic on that. But to the extent that it showcases Montgomery at its finest, that venue, Crampton Bowl, the renovated Crampton Bowl, really does show extremely well. 25,000 people, you get 20,000, 25,000. It shows extremely well, and that's what ESPN looks like. The Raycom partnership has been fantastic. Now we got Guardian Credit Union doing the kickoff classic. So, you know, success breeds success, and we'll see, I think, basketball. I think we'll even see some more baseball coming to some of the big-name schools.
You know, Mayor, we were talking about you yesterday. When Michael had left, we were talking about events that could possibly come to Montgomery. And I remember you telling me the city put in a bid years ago, I believe it was for the SEC baseball tournament. And I was kind of taken out of context on a TV report. I remember seeing you, and you said, man, I didn't like what you said on TV, because I did say I love the fact Montgomery submitted a bid. Only thing they showed on TV was I don't think they're going to get it.
Yeah, right.
But I love the fact that they are getting that they submitted that bid. With our soccer facilities and softball facilities and tennis and golf, are those some sports maybe the city could maybe take a look at, maybe having the SEC come here and host?
We had rugby. Had a lot of SEC teams rugby. Yeah. You know, when we did that bid for SEC, we put $500,000 bid on that. We were a stalking horse in that one, and we knew that going in. But we learned a great lesson, had great experience, and some of those we've been able to parlay into getting some of these conference championships. And there's a major conference that we're working with right now that hopefully in 2019 we'll be able to have those championships, just like we have Southern States and some of the other championships. The template is there. We know how to do it, and I think we're going to be successful in bringing more people into Montgomery. Sports marketing and sports events are really the third leg on this stool. I just talked about it, and I talk about it all the time. For 4.5 years now, we have led the state in hotel occupancy, and the big addition has been the sports and the sports commission. Ken Blankenship started it, and now with Johnny Williams, they're partnering with the chamber and with the Parks and Rec group to bring these people. And anytime somebody's in Montgomery, they're going to spend on average about $250 every night in Montgomery. Is $1.35 million spent on travel.
You mentioned hotel rooms, and the more you have, the chances are better for you to get bigger events.
Right.
There's some hotels under construction right now.
We have two under construction. We have one that we will announce probably in the next 30 days, and then we have two that we are negotiating. Represents about 600, 650 rooms. We have 700, 750 downtown, so all of a sudden we get 1,200, 1,300 rooms downtown. We've got capacity at Embassy Suites and at the Renaissance in our exhibition space. We've got 100,000 square feet. We do need more rooms downtown so people can walk a block or two to get to there. So when we get those completed in the next 15 to 18 months, we will now be able to step up to the next category, next echelon. But we're doing that now because what you're doing is you're working on late 18, early 19, and even 20 events, 2020 events.
You know, Barry, coupled with our fabulous air service that we have at the Montgomery Regional Airport that we talk about consistently here, getting better the more you use it. That's a slogan I came up with, Mayor.
No airport. Thank you.
The airport is free to use it as much as they want to.
Well, you know, there were some statistics that the chairman just showed us last night at the city council meeting. It's the last 2 or 3 years. You look at the increase in employments in Birmingham and Montgomery and Huntsville. I'm sorry, Huntsville and Birmingham and Mobile. We are up substantially over the other cities, like 9% increase. Now, people argue, well, it was pretty low to start with, but at least we are expanding.
Yeah, which is the way you want to go, no doubt.
Not the other way.
No, you don't want to go the other way.
And on any one day, your flight could be less expensive time and time and time again. We go south, as you know, a good little bit. It's very most of the time it's going to cost less out of Montgomery than Atlanta.
Well, I went on a honeymoon about a month ago. I can promise you, my flight out of Montgomery was about the same as it was going to be if I had driven to Atlanta, you know, parked and all those parking fees and all this, that, and the other. Just, it's not even worth it. So it was so nice to be able to leave and come back right here in my own hometown. It was absolutely fantastic. And there again, I always have great experiences when I'm there. We know we can't control the weather.
I mean, can't control the weather, can't control the maintenance that happens in Atlanta. But if you look at the statistics over the last 3 years or thereabouts, you'll see that on time and cancellations are equal to or better than Atlanta and equal to or better than Birmingham.
It's that simple. We've been telling you that for years, folks, and now the mayor's telling you as well. So we got a lot of sporting events going on, a lot of activities happening here in the capital city. And
go to the website, look at what's happening this week with the All-Star. Show up because it means so much to those youngsters that are in town.
It's awesome. Mayor, I know you got to run. You got a lot going on.
Appreciate you
coming in today. As always, Todd Strange, the mayor of Montgomery.
And if Mike Kelly's listening, I mean, if Al Kelly's listening, Mike said say hello to you. Take care.
I love it.
Great stuff from the mayor here today. As always, thank you, Mayor. And we will talk to you again real soon. So once again, Barry, as we talked with Michael Burdell yesterday, there's nothing to do in Montgomery. Well, we just told you what there is.
There's always something going on at the amphitheater. There's always something going on at the Impact, not just the sporting events and the historical things as well. Very proud of everything that's going on in Montgomery and very proud of this as well. He brought this up.